On February 21, 1965, Malcolm X was assassinated at the Audubon Ballroom in Harlem. His daughters and pregnant wife were there. Today, on what would have been his 80th birthday, the Malcolm X and Dr. Betty Shabazz Memorial and Educational Center opens on the site of the Audubon. And in honor of his birthday, Harlem's Schomburg Center for Research in Black Culture premieres the exhibit, Malcolm X, A Search for Truth. NPR's Allison Keyes has more.
Organizers say this exhibit gives people a comprehensive view of Malcolm X from his perspective, such as this speech he gave upon returning to the U.S. from Mecca in May of 1964.
When I was on the pilgrimage, I had close contact with Muslims whose skin would in America be classified as white. They looked upon themselves as human beings, and therefore they looked upon all other segments of the human family as part of that same family.
Recordings of rallies, sermons, and rare radio broadcasts are only some of the items on exhibit here. Hanging on the dark salmon-colored walls are pictures of Malcolm X's parents, images of him smiling at Harlem's Hotel Teresa, and a color photo of him praying in Cairo. The memorabilia comes from the family's collection as well as Washington University and the Charles H. Wright Museum in Detroit. Many of the more than 250 pieces here have never been displayed. Schomburg Center Director Howard Dotson says the collection has a staggering historic value.
It allowed the public to, in some respects, see Malcolm through his own eyes and through his own voice and through his own writing.
Are you prepared to go into the United Nations at this point and ask that charges be brought against the United States for its treatment of American Negroes?
Oh, yes. Please.
Ilyasa Shabazz, one of Malcolm X's six daughters, says this collection allows people to see her father's evolution.
What's really important is we never focus on the climate in which he lived. And it seems that he's always shown in a very antagonistic manner without why he was angry, why he was upset, why he was so emotional. And I think when we put it all in perspective, that what you cannot help but to appreciate and to admire his integrity, his passion, and his the quest for justice and for freedom for all of us.
The exhibit features tidbits such as love letters from Malcolm X to his wife, his eighth grade opinion notebook where classmates described him as swell and tall, dark, and handsome, and excerpts from many speeches and appearances.
The Constitution was written by whites for the benefit of whites. It was never written for the benefit of blacks. And
it also includes somber pieces, like a photo of Betty Shabazz draped in a black veil at Malcolm X's burial, and the shell casings from the shotgun that killed him. His daughter, Malak Shabazz, says going through all the material was enlightening and reinforced what her mother taught her.
You know, I'm the youngest. I was born after. I hear that all the time. You know, she doesn't know her father. I know my father better than most people because I had the best teacher, my mother. We spoke about my father in the present tense in the house.
We grew up not knowing about Malcolm X, the icon. We grew up knowing about Daddy, the humanitarian, the husband.
The Schomburg's Howard Dotson says he hopes the exhibit not only sparks a new thirst for knowledge about Malcolm X, who was misinterpreted by many during his life, but also serves as an example to young African-American men who may be on the wrong path. Ilyasa Shabazz agrees.
A lot of young men are searching for an identity and for something positive, rather all of the negative images that are out there, and I think that our father's life defines that.
Dotson says less than 1% of the total collection is on view, and that the materials will be available for study by scholars this fall. The exhibit closes December 31st. Allison Keyes, NPR News, New York.